Author of the Week, featuring another great creator of narratives for the human race on Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio.
His two worlds collided. I was thrust into your arms. My words cannot describe it. I knew you could do no harm. We are everything that should.
Wasn't that a wonderful melodic piece of magical music? The Lion and the
Beautiful.
Lamb. It was indeed. And indeed, the voice there is the voice of the singer that we've just heard. It's the fabulous Victoria Simmons back on the Midweek Drive. How are you, Victoria?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for playing it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always good. I mean, you were you sort of went down tremendously well on your debut, and it was only right that we actually brought you back to connect with us. And hopefully, as I say, we'll have a couple of other fine souls joining us as the piece proceeds. But we want to actually look a little bit more in detail at your recent album. We were just listening, as I say, to The Lion and the Lamb. I initially thought, oh, you're taking lyrics from the Book of the Apocalypse now, in terms of the lion will lie down with the lamb, and a sort of biblical reference there. But just talk us through what kind of led you to develop this very, I suppose, partly melancholic, but at the same time, very peaceful little number.
Yes, very. Okay, I'm going to take that out. It was more about being inspired by two different things that can come together and create something in quite a good harmony. You've got your yin and your yang that all come together. And actually, yes, biblical, it's got that idea, but in fact, lots of different religions or ideas can come in and just that create that really nice bond.
Yeah, and I'd say it just worked very well. It's not too exciting. It just works as a lovely little piece, a bit like Winners, which is another thing entirely. But we'll go through that because you clearly are a winner, Victoria, as indeed is our Miami-based correspondent, although she's currently in Lincoln. That's the wonderful Kathy Mance. So welcome, Kathy. I think she should be okay if she unmutes herself, or maybe she's just dipping in and dipping out. We don't know. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing well. Sorry, there was a moment I lost it and then it came back.
There's always a moment. It's part and parcel of the whole thing. We have Sarah Huntley in the southwest of the country, who actually joined up an hour beforehand because she was confused at the time. It's okay. In Paris, it's 6 o'clock. If you're listening to this on the Direct Drive, who knows when it actually is going to be? But that's part of the whole thing. Kathy, what have you made of the magic of Victoria Simmons?
Oh man, the magic of Victoria Simmons is exactly that. That's exactly what I made, magic. First of all, beautiful is the first word that comes to mind when I listen to stuff. And I know this sounds like just a lot of compliments, but I really do truly mean from everything I've heard. I mean, how have you been? How are you finally resting? I feel like you've put in a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work, but over a long period of time. So I mean, there's a lot of rest.
Well, the thing that impressed me as well, Victoria, is not only have you obviously been producing your podcast, so the music has been developed as well. And I was intrigued in terms of the podcast, because back in the day, folks such as myself, because Kathy's far too young to remember this, would actually have an album, a vinyl album, and you'd have sleeve notes. And on those sleeve notes, you might have the kind of rationale in some instances for why people had come up with the particular images or thoughts that they actually had it in mind. And you seem to have actually done that, but done it in a wonderful audio manner and in a podcast form. Was that a deliberate approach that you wanted to take to actually get that added information in terms of why, when you came up with, for instance, Winners, you were very angry running through the streets of Paris?
It ain't always the winners who end up winning. There's nothing wrong with being second best. Another time will come around, and maybe next time you'll be crowned. There's nothing wrong with being second best. It ain't always the winners who end up winning. There's nothing wrong with being second best.
Down to me and you. Thank God I'm
was. Yes. No, the podcasts were suggested to me by someone on the internet. And I thought, what a brilliant idea. And then started writing ideas down and realized that I could talk forever.
Well, that's always good when we're talking about ensuring that good quality material is actually developed and put forward. Sarah Huntley, of course, who is very impressed with you on your debut production, is also back with us. How are you, Sarah?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Good to see you, Chloe.
Good to see you too.
We're clarifying through this. And Chloe Rose is joining us again. Chloe is a fabulous singer-songwriter and is literally hours away from her latest single being released. Victoria, have you had a chance to listen to any Chloe Rose material at present?
I have. It's wonderful. It's so nice. Very, as you say, talking about my Lion and the Lamb, it's very much in those genres as well. But I think it was... Hearts Online, that's not this one, but probably the previous one, that was my favorite of them all.
I wish I could say, do you feel the same? Is it love or just again, will you change my life again? So long I've been waiting for you, just to say that I'll adore you.
Chloe, you know, already sort of through on that basis, and I feel we've connected Cleethorpes with Paris, with Lincoln, with Cornwall, which is nice, and all in different time zones, possibly. I'm not sure whether you've frozen on us, Chloe. Are you still actually there and conscious?
Oh, I think the signal keeps going bad. It might be the Wi-Fi.
It's always the Wi-Fi. Don't worry about that. I mean, let's reciprocate. Have you had a chance to listen to some of Victoria's material?
I have indeed. It's lovely. So, like she was saying, The Lion and the Lamb. I love Let's Do Happy, though. Honestly, it uplifted me. It had me in such a great mood. And I think nowadays, a lot of the time, you want people, especially when the sun's out, you want songs that people can really enjoy. That was great. I like Touch the Stars. You've got a beautiful voice. And yeah, I really loved listening to all your songs.
Oh, thank you.
It was great.
So you're welcome. Would you be sort of thinking about a collaboration, Chloe? I'm thinking about, you know, Cleethorpes in Paris. Is that a sort of possibility?
Yeah, would be for me.
Anything. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's turn now to, again, that second number what we talked about, which was when you were running through the streets of Paris, very annoyed about something, and you came up with winners. Now, I'm not sure, Sarah, have you ever been running through the streets of Paris being very annoyed about something?
Actually, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So this is great. Kathy, what about yourself? I mean, has that sort of impinged on your own life experience?
You know, I've only been to Paris once, but I do recall being very annoyed running down the street. So I think it's just a lesson, maybe don't go with a partner to Paris.
So we're not giving Paris a good name, are we?
Well, it is meant to be the city of romance, and perhaps that's what we all overestimated, Pete, possibly.
Yes.
So talk us through this fascinating line, Victoria, in terms of how then winners manifested from that particular experience in terms of the writing process.
Well, you know, when you are angry and you just walk to a certain beat. So that got the beat in my head, and I've failed at an audition, and I was trying to make myself feel better, and I was like, okay, so I didn't get it, but there's nothing wrong with being the second place, because maybe there's something better waiting for you next time.
Sounds like advice you could provide for your students, Sarah.
Yes, but I totally associate that with that myself. Personally, when I don't get a job, I have what I call the 3-day grieving process. And people know not to come near me for first day, second day. And I sort of, could I have done this? Should I have done that? Hey. And then by the third day, well, you know, life's too short. In fact, the worst time for me, I think, with rejection was because I'm so much older than the rest of you, Alex will remember that to be able to act, you had to get your equity card. So it wasn't just a case of getting your audition. You had an equity was a closed shop. So basically shop. So you had to wait, Victoria, until either somebody died or somebody left them. Equity or killed them. Yes. And I mean, and lots of my friends became very distressed and competitive and all the rest of it. And that was really difficult. And I remember going up for a job that I thought I was so right for, and I was. And it was one of those cases where somebody else got it because they knew the director. We all know that.
Ooh.
And I really did hit rock bottom, because it wasn't just the job, it was meaning that I'd get my equity card. And my boyfriend at the time wasn't in that situation, because he was the year below me at drama school. So he's going, oh God. And I remember I became really bad tempered. And his parents were great friends of mine. And his dad was an actor, quite a well-known actor. And we were meant to be going out for a meal at the weekend. And he just got on the phone and he said, Sarah, none of us are at home to Mrs. Grumpy. Are you coming out for this meal? Which really made me laugh, actually. That was Keith Barron, and I always remember, we're not at home to Mrs. Grumpy. Have you finished being grumpy now? Because it's really becoming quite boring and irritating for the rest of us. And it did actually make me laugh. But I think with any disappointment or anything, this is my take, Victoria, there's always a reason, and there'll be a reason, because as you say, there's something better with your name around it, around the corner. Or sometimes I think the best advice you can give people in casting auditions or going for job interviews of any kind, as long as you've done your best and as long as you've been you, I mean, the worst thing is to go there and not be you, because then you haven't given a true picture of who you are. Well, you know, you one can do no more. And so, hey, they're lucky to have Victoria. They're lucky to have Sarah. They're lucky to have Alex. They're lucky to have Chloe. They're lucky to have Kathy. That's the way I look at it. Mm. And sometimes, many, many years later, you find out about that job and you realise there was no way on earth you were going to get it because it didn't exist. I mean, it's that kind of thing. Sorry, my rant is over, but I'm not Mrs. Grumpy today. But I just think I help people a lot with Oxford and Cambridge interviews. And they are so tricksy, some of those, and play mental games and good cop, bad cop, and the same with auditions. And
it's to deal with the stress factor, Sarah. It's actually putting people through those challenges. Are they
under the right stuff? I mean, I remember directors.
Like these radio pieces. I mean, Victoria had to go through heck on earth to actually just get on the first sort of piece. It's amazing, really. It was the first one she did. We just threw her into the hell system. We were assessing the work already.
But you know, never be downhearted. Don't let somebody else burst your bubble. Mm-hmm. And don't get into the stupid games people play. Like, I remember one director sat in there to banana the whole way through my piece. Well, I mean, you know, that's very off-putting. So, no.
Did he eat the banana in a suggestive manner, Sarah? Or was it just an average banana line? I mean, what was the approach he took?
I don't know, because he followed.
Did he chop it up, Sarah? Did he chop the banana?
He actually said, it was for Cheltenham. He said, do you have your train fare home? And I said, fortunately, yes. Got that in terribly badly.
Yeah, that's not a good sign, really, isn't it? Where they have to train for home. Chloe, not only is your single released this week, but also great news, you got your first cover appearance in a magazine in the States. Would you like to just share with us what you felt when you actually sort of made the cover of this magazine?
I still can't get over it. The cover of Pretty Woman Hustle, I thought, crikey, you know, in an American magazine. And it's, you know, hopefully, you know, this is a step in the right direction even more. But, you know, just got to keep going. But yeah, it was just incredible. I can't even describe, Alex, how happy I was. I was jumping for joy.
Victoria's happy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I could have that in the background playing Let's Do Happy with Victoria's song while that happens. I like it.
It just shows how the whole thing can actually open up and be developed in its own particular way. Moving on. Victoria, any questions you'd like to put to Chloe about life and times as also a singer or a songwriter who's been developing the whole thing a wee bit longer than yourself, not too long, it was still sort of contemporaries. What are your own thoughts on this particular sort of element and so on?
Oh, well, first of all, congratulations. I saw you were the best track of the week on BBC Lincolnshire, so that was great.
thank you very much.
I noticed actually you had a Christmas song. How did that come about?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I've never written a Christmas song at all since this point, when was it now? Yeah, it was like, I think we wrote it in November and with BBC Introducing, have you uploaded to that? You need to, because obviously your music's great. So it's free to do. You just type it in BBC Introducing and upload your track. Mm. But anyway, they was asking I think it was Radio Lincolnshire, and they said, oh, we need some Christmas songs. And that's how it came about. So I was like, well, I said, because I co-write most of my songs now with him, and I said, why don't we just write a Christmas track? And it turned out okay in the end. So but usually when we do write, he's playing the guitar and then I'm sort of humming a tune, loads of laughter, because sometimes I come up with a load of rubbish, you know, and then you have to bypass the rubbish and think, oh, now this sounds good. So it was enjoyable, but I thought I'd take it back to you now. You know, what inspires you to write? What gives you that inspiration? Is it stuff you've experienced? Is it stories that you've heard? Or
sometimes it's films that comes with a lot of things. Oh. Yeah. But usually it's just life in general. And if I'm in a good mood, then it's a happy song. And if I'm in a bad mood, then damn it, it's a bad
song. Yeah.
I just
that sounds great.
I'm just impressed. I'll just briefly return to yourself, Chloe. Pretty Women Hustle is the magazine for that program. Highlighting women in business doing extraordinary things, which I think is wonderful. And I'll just, for the benefit of people who haven't actually managed to get hold of a copy of this magazine as yet, with great experience, captivating audiences up and down the UK and Spain, British singer-songwriter Chloe Rose, is an act on the rise. Her unique style of songwriting draws inspiration from as far apart as Kate Bush to Taylor Swift, while her dramatic, soaring, Bond-esque vocals have attracted comparisons to Adele and Paloma Faith. Chloe is a stunning and unique talent, a class act who can sing all genres of music ranging from jazz, country, folk, rock, pop, R&B and musical theatre to classical. Chloe recently released her brand new single, Hopes and Dreams, on 15th January 2022, and is set to release her latest single, Golden Sun, on the 12th of August. So by the time the Siren listener listens to this, they might have already sort of had the chance to get Golden Sun, which is there from Mad View. Performed across the UK at venues including Hackney Empire, the Grand Institute of Directors, Pall Mall London, York Grand Opera House, Hull City Hall, the KCOM Stadium, Wembley and Old Trafford, conference centres, and so on. And of course, you currently work as a drama and performing arts teacher in a Lincolnshire secondary school. So there, and of course, you survived the York Maze with Kathy and myself.
How Monday. Good was that? How great was that, Alex? That was insane. We got. I was worried at one point. We were going to get lost till Kathy saved the day.
Yeah. But in case people are wondering where Kathy has gone, we don't know. Probably she's been struck by the great beast of Wi-Fi and it's impacted in all sorts of ways. But never mind. Anyway, Sarah, who would you like to pose a couple of questions to? Chloe or Victoria? Because, I mean, as I say, I feel that, you know, the destiny will be bringing these two together.
A question for both of them. I think I love your music. I find you terribly inspiring, both of you. And I love the way Victoria is so brutally honest about if it's a good day, it's a good song, a bad song, because I'm totally like that as well. And I think but what I am intrigued to know from you both is you both have other things that you do and other demands. And do you set aside, are you quite disciplined? I'm very, very badly disciplined. And I've got several jobs I'm trying to do and I'm sort of breaking them up with other jobs to be. So when you go to create, do you try and set aside a point in the day to be creative when you've got other demands on you for other things that have to be done? Or how do you both go about it?
So if you want to go first.
Victoria, you're a very clever lady and you're very, the listeners can't see you, but you're a very interesting person because I can see with your facial expression, you're a very, I don't know quite what the word is, but
you can always release the video.
The lady called me characterful.
So, you know, you get a sort of a germ of something. You think, yes, that's, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that. I mean, it's only for myself, but sometimes I'll write poetry down because that's what gets me with trying to encapsulate things. But do you both say, okay, I'm going to set aside 4 o'clock till 6 to put this in a discipline once you've got a nucleus of an idea, or how does it work with you both?
No, for me, no. I have my my little diary, my equity diary, and I write in things that I know, say the podcast is coming out, so I know that I have to go on Instagram and say that the post is coming out and then talk about it afterwards, or I know that a single is coming out, so that I know roughly when I'm going to do other work. Well, that's programmed in anyway, but for me, you can't push your creativity, it has to come.
Yeah,
I don't set aside 2 till 3 I'm going to write a song. I can't do that.
No, I didn't mean that, but I mean like Chloe will get me when you're teaching drama, it's very full on, and so sometimes You're just going, oh my God, I can't see that again. Or you have to be inspiring about something that isn't quite, purple patches happen, but sometimes you can have a really hard day rehearsing. And at some of those days when it's very critical and you're getting near to a production or somebody entering for their exams, you can go away feeling really, really drained. And almost when I'm that tired, I can be quite creative because I've actually kind of, I'm just in a zone. But it's very demanding teaching drama. So how do you go about it?
It's an odd one, really. I can't say I set like a specific time. It just naturally happens. I'll think, right, I've got a burst of energy. Let's do it now. I'm feeling the vibe. But sometimes, like you say, when it's a busy day, I'll come home and because I travel back to Skegness, back to Grimsby, I can get home seven o'clock at night, have my tea, and I'm just really tired. And so, I think my battery or signals going, sorry about that. And so I feel like sometimes it's the weekends where I'm trying to force and push as much time as I can into that weekend, because in the week I'm just knackered. And like summer holidays at the moment, I'm just making
the most.
Chloe,
are you saying
the
teaching is a tiring experience? I'm shocked. I mean, it's great.
It's just sometimes you just, you know, you are tired from it. I mean, you must find it as well, Alex. It is tiring. So when it's the summer holidays, I've got this burst of energy. Go, go, go. Right, let's get the single out. Let's write this. Let's write that. But I mean, when it wasn't the summer holidays, I'd spend time at Harry's because he's only around the corner from me writing music, whether it's a Monday or a Thursday. So yeah, I guess in a way I will schedule a time. That's when we're going to write music. But it usually happens organically. You know, I don't like to put a specific time limit on what we're doing, I guess. But there you go.
And here was I thinking, Chloe, you had this line today, I will write a genius piece of music. You know, I will write great lyrics. Yes. Speaking about great lyrics, Iggy Pop had a song called Lust for Life, but you've gone for Trust the Lust. Victoria, why Trust the Lust? And was it again a case, as you revealed on a recent podcast, that when you actually took this to your musician collaborator, he said, do you know what you've written here?
Yes, yeah. It wasn't that I was being naive or anything. It was just that it sounded good. I wanted to say something with
lust.
Trust in yourself. No, it started with trust. And I just wanted to say that you trust yourself to be able to do certain things and not be afraid. But the only thing that I could find that rhymed with trust was lust.
So, lust, I suppose.
Lust was that. Fine. It's why I come up with really weird song titles.
for less, dress for less, just dress for less than the one you're looking for.
But it works, and we've just heard it. Trust the Lust. There we are. You're listening to the Midweek Drive, and we have Sarah Huntley, we have Chloe Rose, we have Victoria Simmons, generally sort of shooting the I would say the channel breeze in many ways, because it's the English Channel that separates Victoria from the rest of us in Britain. When are you next likely to be crossing back to Britain, Victoria?
It'll be beginning of October for Britain, but I'm holidaying in April. Beginning of September, that's right, in Ireland, Northern and Southern Ireland. So, well, that's going to be fun.
Interesting perspective. So will you be actually heading up to the Giant's Causeway? Will you be heading to Belfast? Oh, yes. What are your sort of lines?
I'm doing Dublin to Belfast, a tour towards the Giant's Causeway and back. But hopefully it will give me a lot of inspiration musically. Because of course, folk and any week, I just want to see a little bit more. Give me maybe some new ideas.
Well, I mean, I'll always say Skegness is a font of inspiration for all sorts of things, as indeed is the York Maze. But there we are. That's by the by. Sarah, you prefer to obviously have a nice swim, I believe, to get your creative things
yes.
going from that point of view. I mean,
yes.
Is that something you would recommend?
Oh, definitely, because you hit that water. And I'm still feeling cooled from being in the sea.
Well, being in the southwest, there will be a drought warning coming across there very shortly. So
yeah, but they're not going to stop us in Cornwall going into the sea. So that is, I didn't get here till quite late last night because I was on a train of festival makers going to the boards down in Newquay, which was quite an experience. Too many people on the train. And I had a massive suitcase with me, but they all got off at Plymouth, bless them. So they're having brilliant weather at that festival. They've got some great people playing down there at the moment.
Sorry, Sarah. No sign of Chloe Rose, no sign of Victoria Simmons. It's not a festival.
No, they don't know. Darlings, what's happening?
Next time we will be there.
Yeah, because yes. I've already got my ticket to see you both there next year. Yeah. But going for a swim and wild swimming is really, I never thought I'd be into it quite so much as I am, but it's really, really my thing. So tomorrow morning, I will be with the Polcaris plungers going in, but I find that quite creative. Yeah, not being with the Polcaris plungers, but when you feel like you can't think anymore, or you can't do anymore, you go for that swim and you come back and you think, I've been woken up again, I'm really alive, and I'm going to go and do something. I'm going to go and write something. I'm going to go and get some jobs done. But I'm trying to do my tax at the moment, which you mustn't be creative with. Otherwise you end up
you
in
can.
Jail.
It's just a case of how long do you want the jail sentence to be? I mean, it's
yes, exactly.
up to yourself,
exactly.
really. You know? I think the useful album for Victoria and Chloe would be Tales of the Polcaris Plungers. I mean, that surely has to be, you know, sufficiently obscure, but at the same time quirky enough to probably actually open up our
universe. I think I can't write music, but I do come up with lots of titles, and I think sometimes I don't know whether Chloe finds this or you, Alex, with my teaching, but I'm a great one when I get sort of a bit jammed in my head with inspiration for doing themes or writing the first line of something and giving it to people, and it's fascinating how different people interpret it that way. So it can be something quite boring as a theme, or not sort of greatly interesting. Like, but you could just have, say, conversations on a train, and it'll give you, oh my goodness, right, because there was very interesting conversations going on yesterday on the train, or what people divulged to one another. They wouldn't, other friends at 50 was a poem I wrote, which I think I look back now and think, oh God, it's friends at 60. But if you discipline yourself to that. And with acting, actors discipline themselves with what is your character's objective, what are you trying to do, but around a theme, or take something.
The director and his banana, for instance.
Well, yes.
It's where they plunge.
It's where the Polcaris plunges, yeah. I mean, but you could write, I don't know, I'm whispering, because
everybody can hear me on the radio, but no one can hear me in Foy. But my goodness me, this is like, it's like a hotbed of stuff going on, and what the gossip and what one person tells somebody else, and the rest of it. It is like Doc Martin, if you know that series, come to life down here. So you know, people know what they're doing every 5 minutes. It's a very interesting one. But I love themes, and actually I have to say, Victoria, I'm feeling quite French at the moment. I'm feeling quite Ile de Ré-ish because I've been
Far from me.
No, I love Ile de Ré. And I'm out. I love the feeling of being. Have you both written a song about a feel good factor, not about the Polcaris plungers, but about being in the fresh air, about being free. That's what sets me alive these days. Just being in the fresh air, smelling the. I mean, I was sitting on the beach just a minute, well, half an hour ago, and I love the smell of the sea when you're sitting there, and that kind of thing. And I love the song, oh gosh, because you speak French, this is going to make me sound silly. But I love La Mer. Do you know the tune, La Mer? Pardon?
I don't know it.
Do you not know it? Oh, who's that by, Alex, La Mer?
La Mer? It's La Mer. Probably, but you might actually know it better as Beside the Sea, which is frequently, it was the anglicised version of it. But we'll play it now, and you can listen to it, Victoria, and it's all come together.
Perfect.
La mer in good force there, of course, French for the sea. If you're wanting an outside song, Sarah, I mean, surely you've got to actually get hold of a copy of Golden Sun. I mean, that's got to be about the outside.
Well,
unless Chloe's secretly talked about the whole thing insofar as, you know, it's this flaming ball in the sky that can actually create all sorts of ultraviolet radiation problems for us. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard it, but there we are.
It definitely is about being out in the sun. It's about... It's about stepping out of your fears, sort of thing. When you've got doubts and you're like, oh, can I do it? You know, stripping away all the past and stepping forward into the sun. And you know, like I'd say it's a bit of a breath of fresh air, like what Sarah was saying. It's just that release of, and I'm outside the sun and everything's good. So it is quite a thing. We'll see.
Bizarrely, I'm not sure it was a case of just the Zoom gremlins, but the sort of the impact that we had there, Chloe, was quite amazing. It was kind of elongating some words and cutting other words short. It was amazing.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm just going back to the whole notion of the interview scenario. How much fun, Chloe, are you having as a rising star? Right now you respond, I'm at my happiness when I'm writing new music and performing live on stage. I'm a naturally happy, positive person, and I thrive off meeting new people and having new experiences. I have a fun-loving, quirky style and love to see people smile along with me. I always thought that you were a very depressing sort of soul, but Chloe.
Really? Oh, no, really? Oh, I hope not.
How could you be depressing? Just in case Victoria and Sarah are wondering, the two characters in the background there were actually two of the backing singers in Chloe's latest York Maze experience, Colonel Curl. And I always like to refer to his partner as Maisie. I don't think it is actually Maisie, but I'm sure Tom Pierce will actually correct us from that point of view. Victoria, clearly lots of exciting things up and coming for your good self. What would you like to suggest the listener should be checking out next? And we will be wrapping up, of course, with the awesomely wonderful Let's Do Happy, because we should.
Well, next time I've got my podcast coming out, and it's all about my instrumental section. And I play a bit of my piano on there. So don't judge the piano, just... enjoy the how why.
Well, I mean, Elton John once had a sort of album, I think, called Don't Shoot the Piano Player. I mean, so there we are. It's another sort of time from times past. Actually, I did really follow through on that other question. Iggy Pop and Lust for Life, was that something that you kind of were inspired by, or like La Mer, is a case of never heard of Iggy Pop?
Oh no, I've heard of Iggy Pop, but
Lust for Life?
No.
Well, there's another one we're going to have to put into place.
He's gonna do it. GTO. I wear a uniform. I line a government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Look, cause I've had it in my ear before. Cause I've lost for life. Cause I've lost for life. Well, here comes Johnny, yeah, again. With liquor and drugs. That flesh machine. I know he's gonna do another striptease. Hey man, where'd you get that lotion? Your skin starts itching once you buy the gear. We'll buy some low, low. Oh, low, low, low. Well, that's like different fries and chickens. Well, I'm just a modern guy.
Chloe,
will, yeah.
Up next to your good self as we continue with this whole scenario, any other things that you'd like to sort of promote? Before, of course, we can do a full deconstruction and analysis of Golden Dreams. Not Golden Dreams, Golden Sun. There's so much gold that's actually in here. It's amazing.
That's the previous
exactly.
One.
Golden Sun, Golden Dreams.
I think I'm obsessed with gold. No, I'm not obsessed with gold. I've never really been money-minded. I should be, really, but I'm not. I just go with my heart. I'm very much to go with my heart, really. But anyway, promote-wise, other than that, well, there's a music video that's coming out at the end of the month. That was fun. It was in the countryside, and there was horses, not in the background of the video, though, but there was lots of horses. There was creatures about, and I quite like that, being out into the open. The sun was shining, except we did get lost at one point during the music video, but that was funny. So, oh, it's gone. It keeps going.
It's all, no. Don't worry, you haven't gone away. All's well with the world. I'm just intrigued again in terms of just showing how much musical material is actually out there in so many ways. Did you ever encounter, whilst we're talking about gold, did you ever encounter the Stranglers? And golden
walking on the beach is looking at the peaches, is it, or something? Oh gosh, I like that song.
I wasn't so much thinking as such about that as their golden number, which Sarah, do you remember the Stranglers?
I remember the Stranglers, yes.
and it was golden. I've forgotten the other golden thing.
I know Golden Brown.
Golden Brown, golden exactly. Brown. That's exactly, yeah. So. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I knew we'd get there in the end, which is fine. That was all about the drug running, smuggling from the Far East to Britain, basically. It was all about all sorts of other unfortunate things. But we're waffling again, so let's move on. Victoria, where can people actually best locate you online? Is it the website? Is it the Instagram? Are you TikToking as yet? What's the general format for yourself?
I go on Instagram. At official Victoria_music, and that's the best place to find me, or Facebook at Let's Do Happy.
Fantastic. And Chloe,
or if you're actually in France, you can come to the gig tomorrow.
where is that
It's Chateau Gontier, and if you know the Loire River, it's on there.
I love your actual language coming through there. It sounded great, the accent. Very
and
good.
Chloe, as we know, you can also access your good self with CHLOEY
Rose, just type that into all the various YouTube things, etc., and things will emerge, which is great. Sarah, would you like to ask our two fabulous musicians those last two questions, please? Now.
Yes. Chloe and Victoria, have you had a golden time?
Yes, it's been golden. Thank you.
Yes, definitely golden. And I've written it down as an idea for a song.
Oh,
something
God.
Has to be golden.
Yeah.
And you see, inspiration, it comes from this.
And will you be coming back to tell us about your golden moments?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Good. Definitely. Good.
And Sarah, have you enjoyed the last 30-odd minutes or so?
I have entirely, because I was so enthusiastic I came on an hour early and went away again. I don't know what happened there. That shows how relaxed I am in my...
I get an email from Sarah saying, I've tried to log in, but I'm not being...
Where are you all? For goodness sake, come on. Downloading the internet here. And I'm trying to reclaim on a stupid form, delay and repay, if I just want to share this with the listeners. If your train is over 15 minutes late, apparently you can claim back money. Did you know that? But I haven't done
every little
yet.
Helps in the cost of living crisis that we're currently going through. So there we are. You
yes,
put it towards the gas bill.
At least that was an... Actually, that could be another title for a song, couldn't it? Delay and replay. Or replay and repay. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to come up with you two, because I can't write or sing or anything. I'm going to give you lots of little...
Yeah.
Things. Shall we do that next time? I'd love to do that.
Sarah, I'm thinking provide some of the lyrics for Chloe
and
Victoria.
Well, I'm dancing loads this evening over a glass of wine looking out at the sea. Yes.
We'll both write a song of it and then we'll compare notes.
Yes.
I'd love to do that. Okay, girls.
That sounds good to me.
The 60-year-old woman will think back over her life and put down a few things. Yes.
Sarah Huntley, Chloe Rose, and Victoria Simmons, huge thanks. And I think we need to say it, etc. Let's do Happy.
Yay!